Okay, we are starting right now, Sugya, what we call Sugya 2, Daf Chaf Hei Amir Aleph, line 30, four lines from the bottom. The Gemara just said, the Gemara just gave a proof to the rule of Osek B'mitzvah Patam in a Mitzvah. And the proof was the Psukim, right? B'shivtecha B'veisecha V'lechtecha V'aderech. Right, key being B'shivtecha V'lechtecha, it proved that a chasan getting married is Patur from Shema. That was right. That was from those psukim. We had the chah, right? B'shiv the chah, v'lech the chah. If you're doing your own thing, then you chayv in shema l'dav rabam. But if not, then you are patur. That was that source that we had in sugya 1a, 1b. Comes now the Gemara and says, and asks the following question. They are osei b'mitzvah patur in a mitzvah. This rule that if one is involved in one mitzvah, he is exempt from another mitzvah. Mehacha nafka. Is it mehacha? Is it from that those psukim? Is it from the case of the chasan and the shema that is exempted from those psukim? Mehasam nafka. We have from there. It also is derived. We have a proof from another mekor from there. Where there? Ditanya. Like we learned in the following brisa, right? So there, we don't know yet what there is. But we don't now know that there is going to be the story of the two men who are tame, as we'll read right now in this brisa. The tanya like a lunt in a brisa, vahi anoshim eshtahoyu tamein l'nefesh adam. We have a pasuk, what parshas are from, remember the parsha? Parshas? Ba-bi-ha-alosha. In Ba-Midba. Two men in the Babaloska, Kleistra, right now have spent almost a year at Har Sinai, and now they are about to have Pesach in the second year. And they were all Tor, they had Paraduma, Rashi will explain on the Beis, right, on Rosh Chodesh, they Hakamas on Mishkan was on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. On the second day, they had the sprinkling of the part of the burnt paraduma. It became tar, and for some reason, on Yud Dalid Nisan, two men come and were tamei nefesh adam. And before the Mark gets into this whole discussion, the Brisa asks the following question: the Brisa question, who are these men? Before we get into the whole proof and the whole story, who were these men that were tamei and couldn't bring the Korban Pesach? We have here a three-way machlokas. I will explain it. Three-way machlokas. Number one, no say bottom line now chafem at all. No say Aron Osha Yosef on you. They were those that were carrying the bones of Yosef from the shrine, bringing it up to burial in Eretz Canaan. Rabbi Akiva Omer Mishav El Sofan on you. They were not. They were the cousins of Nadav Avihu, nephews of Moshe Rabbeinu, cousins of Moshe Rabbeinu and of Aaron, that were Hayushaya Oskim and Nadav Avihu, who were involved in dealing
close.
With Nadav and Avihu after they were killed. Your Gemara is not open. Open your Gemara. Follow along. Okay. Rabbi Kiva holds they were Mishael Veltzafon, cousins of Moshe and Aaron, who were assigned the task of pulling out the bodies of Nadav and Avihu when they were killed in the Mishkan. Rabbi Yitzchak holds they were coming because when did they were killed? Rashi explains the whole history. Right, they were killed on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and now they're tamei. They were involved in it. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, im no say Aron Yosef Hayu, if they were those that were carrying the bones of Yosef, meaning the coffin of Yosef, kvar hayu chom l'tayer, they should have already been able to become tohar. And so too, right? In fact, the Girsa, some even aren't goreis the those words twice. Im mishal vel tzafan hayu, if they were mishal vel tzafan who dealt under vaviu. Then what you call them Hoyle Tar, they also were able to mutar. Ella what? Ella, the Gemara answers. Rabbi Yitzchak answers. Ella Oskin. Right. They were involved in a mace mitzvah. They were involved in a mace mitzvah. Rashi explains, not just a real mace mitzvah, like a class of one person dying, not knowing no relatives. This is gufa. This is people, two men whose father died, Ethan, their father died, and they also have a mitzvah to bury their father. And he says further, he'll be mendaik. This is the problem. Why? Because Hayishachal Shvi Shalahan Liu Bera Pesach, they became Tomei 7 days earlier, and their seventh day of becoming Tomei is was on Yud Dalit on Erev Pesach. Velo Yochlu Lasos HaPet Shanem, like it says in the pasuk, line six right now, line six in Chafeh Mebeis. Lo Yochlu Lasos HaPesach Bayomahu. They were unable to do the Korban Pesach on that day, and the. Bryce said, Rabbi Yitzchak said, by Yom HaHu, Ein Yechol Lasos, they were unable to make the korban on that day only, but Halemachar Yechol Lasos. But on the next day, they were able to do the korban pesach. I mean, that night they could have eaten the korban. Rashi explained, and we'll go over these Rashi's hopefully inside, but the Rashi explains that this, even though they were going to become tohor on the that night, they were tohor to eat the korban. To eat the korban, you have to be taught, but they were taught Sam to bring the korban, and that itself is problematic. It's a big chiddush here, a big chiddush in the lachos of korban pesach, that even a person who's taught at night, a person touches a sheres, touches other tumah, and that night he'll become taught perfectly. He went to mikveh ready. He's a tful yom, we call him. That night he'll be fine, but nevertheless, since by day he is taught, he cannot bring the korban. So Gemara says, Shricha. Gemara answers Shricha. The Kasha was, why do we have the source of the Chasa Nishma, Nishil, and the Vesacha? We have this source, a perfect source. Now, how is this exactly a source? How is this even a source? So, how is this case, this story, a source? Right? Remember what Rashi explained? Yeah, how does it show that? How does it show Osi Ben Mitzvah?
That they're doing the mitzvah,
and they're not doing. So we got to go 7 days earlier. They had now a choice: become tamei, do the mitzvah. But what about Korban Pesach? So you see what they were had a chiyuv right now. They chose to be Osi Ben Mitzvah and get the tour of potah min a mitzvah of the future mitzvah. So that, and they could have had that choice, which one to do. Only had one choice. But because now they were involved, they were okay, they were allowed to be involved in the first mitzvah because they will become patur in the second mitzvah. That has to be where, that's the way Rashi explains it. All right? Again, it's not the same case, which is exactly that difference in case, actually, David, is why the Gemara says, Shricha, because it's a little nuance of difference, you need both. And here we go. This is a very important piece. If we only had there that case, the case of the Korban Pesach, right, what would I say is the reason why they were allowed to become tamei mishum de lo matas man chiyuva de Pesach? Because why? The time for Pesach didn't come yet, which means a weakness. And why can't this be the only source? The reason why, get this down, the reason why the Korban Pesach case can't be the only source, the weakness of that source is that at the time of the first mitzvah, there's no other mitzvah yet. There's no other Korban Pesach didn't come yet. A week earlier, aval hacha here by Shema de matizman kriyishma, that the time for kriyishma has arrived. Amalo, maybe no. Maybe I'll say you should drop one, do the more important one. There, you didn't do the more chashva one, the courage one, because it didn't come yet. But Shema versus getting married, maybe I'll say do the Shema and don't do the marriage or post off the marriage or get over it or something. Maybe not. So tshricha in yibol. So the strength of the korban of the Shema Chosan case, right, is the fact that what?
It's at the same time.
Oh, exactly. Both mitzvot are at the same time, and even there, you choose your potter. Even there, you potter. Now the other side. So then, just give me that case. Give me case of the Chosan. We Ashmir Hacha. We only had then derived the case of the Chosan, the Hacha case. Well, same. You should look at Kares. Oh, you know why you choose the Chosan marriage over Shema? There's no kares if you don't do Shema. There's no kares in that. Aval Hasam, you can call it here. They only had that case. I would have thought Korban Pesach. It's a kares involved in a kares. Maybe I'll say I should not do the first mitzvah, or I should and do the mitzvah that has a karis to it. Tzricha. Therefore, you need both. That's why you need both mitzvahs. So you have here the weakness. So the strength of the reason why the Karim Pesach case, the strength of it is the fact that even by a karis, you still choose. You still say osu mitzvah. It's weak because it hasn't arrived yet. And the case of the Shema, the strength is both are at the same time. The weakness is it's not a Karis mitzvah. Shema is a very important mitzvah, but it is not a mitzvah that has in it a Karis. All right, before we do some mefarshim on this, let's look at the Rashi. The Rashi is, there's one Rashi in the bottom of the page on Chaf Eimed Aleph. The Osei b'mitzvah, b'mitzvah mihachanaka, b'shev b'veisacha, right? We just said that. Those, that source. Vihanoshim, where are those from? By Pesach Midbar Kora Bishana Hashnia Lishis Mishraim. That is Pesach by Midbar on the second year of Mishraim. Okay, Rashi. Papa Chofemina Amabay. Top Rashi. Hoki Garcina Mibraisa Bisifri. Remember the Sifri? We had the Sifri, the Medrash Halacha of Bamidbar. Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shalva, so I'm going to skip the Idura Maskil. Get right to the Rashis actually begin, the Rashi part. Again, the gears are a little different, but basically the same as us. The third skinny line of Rashi. And Rashi goes through the history that you have to know. The question on the system. Sharei Be'echa, Be'nisan, Hukah, Mishkan. Right, you all have to know. The first, the Nisan Mishkan was built. The Sheni Law, the second day, Sarif and Lazar es Apara. Right? What happened in the second day of Nisan? Sarif es Apara. What par are we talking about? What par? Right, exactly. Yeah. And what? Sheyizu. Sheyizu al Tumei Meis. That he sprinkled the ashes on Tumei Meis, and that made them tar. Shebehen lasos pischein betar. In order for them to make the Karan Pesach while they were pure and tar. Eight parshas said on that day, Shahukma Mishkan, that when Mishkan was set up and built and finished, Upara Duma Chasmehem. So on Alf Nisan, they will taught the Parsha of Paraduma. When did they actually create the Paraduma? The next day. Right? That's Rashi saying. The first day, the Alf, they were taught it. It was Nemru, and then on the second day they went ahead and actually built, burned it. And he says furthermore, Ubenisan Hukama Mishkan Hu Ches Limiluim. That was the eighth day of the preparatory days before the Mishkan was completed. That day Notal Eser Atoro. There were 10 crowns given to Klal Yisrael on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Josh, what does that mean? 10 crowns? I don't know. Not sure what that means, but above that pay grade. But this is 10 crowns, some kind of special connection to Hashem that they had on that day. And bo mesu nodavaviu. That day, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, nodavaviu brought the Ketores. They were burned. Hilkach. Therefore, here's now the punchline. They Rosh Chodesh Adam Pesach from Rosh Chodesh to Pesach Yichol Mitoyer. The Mishon Vatzafa, Rabbi Yitzhak is arguing, they could have become Torah. What are they waiting for? Ukro Amar V'lo Yochlu V'nosei Arono Shayosei Nami Kvar Avru Alem. Even those that carried the Aronios Kvar Avru Alem Asrim Chadoshim, Asar Chadoshim. 10 months passed from when they stopped camping. Shlo Nasu, they didn't carry. Mishachonu Bahar Chore, when they rested, they encamped in Har Sinai. The Rosh Chodesh Sivan, and Rosh Chodesh Kinduksiv, by Yom Hazeh, Bo Midbar Sinai, on Rosh Chodesh, they encamped in Midbar Sinai. Well, Nosu Misham Ad Eshem Mi'ir, they did not go further until the 10th of Iyar. That gives you 10 months that they were there, so they had plenty of time to become Tohor as well. We're now on line 16 in the Rashi. Lo nasu misham ma'ad eshem miyar shalshon haba. Next year, dechsev ve'ibishon hashenis on the second year bechodesh hasheni, the second month, the eshem b'chodesh 20th day. Nale ha'ono me'al the Mishkan, Vayisu, Mehar Hashem, they traveled from Har Hashem. Just by the way, I will throw in one Iyun Nikud over here in this Rashi. How did we answer with Ben Yod answered, how come it could be that Mishael and Safan did not come back in time? Why did not they not really have perhaps 2 weeks to become tar? Remember what we said?
Bury the body.
Where did they go to bury the body? Remember? Mistama, they went. Well, they're at Har Sinai. They didn't bury Har Sinai. But where will their father be buried? Father, Harahar, right? That's a long way away. That's like close to Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Canaan already. So Benyamin said, maybe, just maybe, the answer to Rabbi Akiva could be against the question. Rabbi Yitzchak is they had to travel to Harahar to bury where in the future Aaron will be buried, and that's why it took them a long time to get back. Now, other Eum parts that are in this sugya, get this down, and that will close this recording, go on to the next recording. That is the Eon part. So first, Tosef points out a halacha about Tamei Mes. Were Nadav v'Avihu burned? It says the fire came down and burned them. How did Tosef understand that? If they were really burned, why is there a problem with that?
Went inside them.
But if they really were burned to a crisp, like mamish, like charred, what's the kasha? Then
they
wouldn't become exactly. So I told him, it can't be that one because if the tummy, clearly the tummy, they produce the tumor. Then how could it be?
Combustion.
So it has to be. It has to be that they goof would not burn, but what their frame, their skeleton was still kayemet. And some say it was like even where they were just inside of them, they'll burn. Like Shreifa, you get by for Chiyu Mises Beizdin. But either way, the Chiddush would be that a person, the ashes are not Tamei. Right? If somebody, Chalila, for a Jew that happened to get cremated, I told my neighbor got cremated months ago, and the ashes are in the house, you know, but no Tumah. I go into the house, even though it's a guy, so it's really not really, anyway, I may as well open Tumah, oh hell. But it's still not Tamei, and according to us, that is a Chiddush. The other thing to mind on this is what would happen if the person died. This makes mitzvah, Rabbi Yitzchak's opinion. If the person died on Erev Pesach, so what would be the difference in the case?
That's right.
He didn't die 7 days though. He mamish died on that day. The Tosfos had a little bit of discussion. We didn't really come to a finalized answer, but what's the problem?
Yeah.
Right now, the two on the same time. What do you choose? The Tosfot seem to imply that really now you have a Koreis mitzvah versus Meis mitzvah. It sounds like after Chatzos, the Chiyuv kicked in ready to bring the Korban, and you should then bring the Korban Pesach and push off the burial till Chol Hamoed. Right? So you do have, now if it was before the Chiyuv, you still have the case, but that's just an interesting situation where you bring together both. Right, we bring together both, and because that simply sounds like in the Gemara, right? Sounds like in the Gemara that the whole reason why is the fact that it wasn't there, but Kore. So is the Kore going to rule the day or not? You have that that possibility. All right. So that is the end of Sugya 2.